AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The day after Super Tuesday, Nikki Haley is ending her presidential campaign.
Although I will no longer be a candidate, I will not stop using my voice for the things I believe in.
Speaking in South Carolina, Haley did not endorse her opponent, Donald Trump, but said she wished him well. On the Democrat side, Dean Phillips says he is ending his long-shot bid for president. On WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, Phillips endorsed President Biden.
We only have two of them, and it's going to be Donald Trump or Joe Biden. And while indeed I think the president is at a stage in life where his capacities are diminished, he is still a man of competency and decency and integrity. And the alternative, Donald Trump, is a very dangerous man.
On Capitol Hill, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says interest rate cuts are possible later this year.
The committee does not expect that it will be appropriate to reduce the target range until it has gained greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably toward 2%.
Jerome Powell spoke before the House Financial Services Committee.
Reducing policy restraint too soon or too much could result in a reversal of progress we've seen in inflation.
Powell said there were risks associated with the timing of a rate cut.
Too late or too little could unduly weaken economic activity and employment.
Republican Congressman Patrick McHenry is the committee chairman.
People are still paying more for the basics of life.
McHenry said he considers Powell to be a steady hand and urged him to resist political pressure.
Instead of working to solve the underlying issues causing high prices, the administration has played the blame game, citing corporate greed and so-called shrinkflation.
Jennifer King, Washington.
The House is expected to vote to keep money flowing to several federal agencies before a midnight Friday shutdown deadline. The state of Florida is set to ban thousands of homeless people from setting up camp or sleeping on public property. This is AP News. The Pope is dealing with lingering respiratory and mobility issues.
Francis, presiding over his weekly general audience on Wednesday, had an aide read his catechism lesson, as he's done for the past several days. He also appeared unable to climb up the few steps to board his Pope mobile at the end of the audience. He then greeted the crowd before being wheeled out of the piazza. Late last year, Francis underwent a CAT scan that ruled out pneumonia. Francis has also been suffering from a fracture in the knee and inflammation of its ligaments that pushed him to start using a wheelchair in 2022. I'm Charles de la Tesma.
Steve Waith, a former college track coach, was sentenced to 5 years in prison for setting up sham social media and email accounts in an attempt to trick women, including some he coached, into sending him nude or semi-nude photos of themselves. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.